When Governor Doug Ducey passed his budget last year, a big chunk of it was made up of new spending for a signature performance pay plan for public schools, $38 million to be exact. But the school year is about to start, and districts are still questioning when they will receive the money and how exactly it is to be spent. Rachel Leingang with the Arizona Capital Times reported the story this week, and she joins us now. And Rachel, can you start by telling us about how this performance pay plan is supposed to work?
So basically, for schools that score well on tests, or next year it'll be schools that have high letter grades, they are going to get a little bit of extra money per student to continue doing those things that have been successful, or maybe expand things that were successful. It's supposed to go to paying teachers a little bit more if they can, or making sure that certain programs can be expanded, things like that.
Okay, and how much money are we talking overall?
So it depends on what kind of school it is. If it's considered a low-income school, so that would be a place with students that are 60% or more of them qualify for free or reduced lunch, they would get $400 per student. And then a high-income school, which is anything more than that 60%, would get $225 per student.
Okay. But you found that, you know, we're coming on the school year starting here, and you found districts don't really know when they're going to receive this money or how that money is supposed to be spent?
Right. When I called multiple schools, they all were unsure, you know, when are we getting these payments? The law sets up the way they're supposed to spend it, but they still had some questions. There was some, you know, language that could be interpreted in different ways, so they wanted some clarification from the Department of Education, and they haven't gotten any of that yet. They don't know when the money's coming. I mean, the list itself has not been finalized yet. It's an estimated list from last year, and then they don't really know, you know, what's going to be an allowable way to spend this for sure.
So what does the Department of Education say? Did you talk to them?
I did. They said that they're working on it. They'll send it out in the next month or so. And then they did tell me that the payment should go out in two chunks, in September and in May. So the schools, though, that I talked to didn't know that yet. That's September and May information.
Wow, okay. And so if some of this money is meant to hire more teachers or continue programs, is it too late to do any of that if they don't know when they're getting this money or don't have it yet?
For this year, it's certainly pretty tough. Most teacher contracts are signed in the spring before the school year starts. So they didn't have any information at that point in, you know, March or April. And so that likely isn't going to go into their baseline salaries. And then the other issue is this is essentially like a one-time funding thing. You may qualify it for it 1 year, but you may not the next. And so I think some schools are wary of putting it into a salary when they may not have it in the future.
That makes sense, yeah. So what kind of reaction and worries are you hearing from districts and schools right now?
A lot of schools were confused about this in the first place or not necessarily on board. I think a lot of times schools want to have as much flexibility as possible with money. And so any new program like this, from people that I've talked to who've been in school finance for decades, have said, you know, it's pretty common that when you have a new program like this that people have questions. They need to know where they're supposed to do things in order to follow the law. And so they're really just trying to figure out how do we use this money wisely while also making sure that we're following exactly what we're supposed to do under, you know, the guidelines that were set forward when the program was introduced.
Right, because this should be a good thing, right? There's been all this debate about funding schools, getting more money into schools, and this is more money into schools, but it's turning out to be a little more complicated.
For sure, and certainly when the program was announced, there were people who considered it counterintuitive. You know, why should a school that's doing really well get more money to the detriment, sort of, to the ones that aren't doing well? Mm-hmm. So there still are those lingering kind of doubts over whether this will work, if it will have the intended outcome of making schools better.
Okay. Rachel Leingang is a reporter with the Arizona Capital Times. Rachel, thanks so much for coming on to talk to us about this.
Thank you.